Good morning on this Thursday edition of Palmetto Mornings. It is 30 degrees, 810 on WRHI's 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Ashley Lang.
I'm Alex Greenewald.
We want to welcome in our listeners on AM 1340 as well as those on FM 100.1 and those listening to us on the free WRHI app. If you don't have that app, you can download that today.
And how about those watching us on Comporium Cable Channel 103 and Facebook Live? Good morning.
We all just laughed because we liked what TJ did. He is the lone male in the room full of females today. So we like that, Whitney Houston, I'm every woman.
We love it, TJ. You nailed it.
We are being joined this morning with two friends of the show. First, we have Tisha Petit, who is the York Executive Director of the York Technical College Foundation, as well as Chief Advancement Officer of College Advancement. And she's going to be introducing her newest member of College Advancement, who is Lisa Howland. So welcome.
Thank you very much. We're excited to be here, and we always love to have the opportunity to share information about the foundation and all of the work that we do at York Technical College.
Well, we appreciate you being here, and that kind of kicks us off. If you would, just start by telling us a little bit about what the York Technical College Foundation is and what you do in the mission.
Absolutely. So the foundation is a separate 501c3. Our mission is to secure resources to help support the mission of the college. So a lot of what we do is we do some fundraising to make sure we have funds available to help support scholarships. We award over $250,000 in scholarships every year. We also have recently awarded $60,000 in emergency assistance funds for our students. So our students often have financial crises that might interrupt their pathway to completion at York Technical College. So that emergency assistance can help with things like emergency car repairs. If a student loses their job, the emergency assistance can step in and help pay that power bill so they don't lose their electricity. It can also help pay their internet bill so they can maintain their internet connection and continue to do their online coursework.
Is the financial barrier the biggest barrier that students are facing today when it comes to higher ed?
Absolutely. The financial barrier can often prevent them from starting their academic journey, or it can interrupt their academic journey or completely disrupt, stall, and stop that academic journey. While York Technical College is very lucky to be able to benefit from no-cost tuition right now and through a lot of the scholarship programs that the state of South Carolina is providing, we have a lot of additional cost of attendance. We have course materials that our students have to purchase, and again, it's transportation to and from clinicals for some of our health and human services students, it's tools for some of our industrial engineering technology students. So there's a lot involved with the cost of attending college. And so the foundation can step in and provide some of those additional resources. And we are able to do that thanks to the partnerships with a lot of our community members, our alumni, and also some of our corporate donors like Duke Energy. We recently had boot scholarships awarded, and we had the Red Wing boot truck come down to the Chester Center, and 13 of the 14 utility line worker students were able to have industry standard boots the first day of class thanks to a contribution from Duke Energy Foundation.
Now, is this something that universities and technical colleges, like, do most of them have a foundation like this, or is this something that's new in order to help with to overcome barriers like these?
Most of your state-funded institutions do have a separate 501c3 foundation for fundraising purposes. Some of your private colleges don't need to have that separate 501c3, but most of them do. All of the 16 technical colleges in the technical college system do have foundations.
Okay. And I know that you're here to introduce one of your newest colleagues. Again, this is Lisa Howland, who is the newest member of College Advancement, and her new title is...
She is the Alumni and Development Coordinator, and so we're really excited to have Lisa in, and so she will be taking on a lot of responsibilities for building our relationships with our alumni. They donate, and they also volunteer, so we have a huge network of alumni, over 10,000. Most of them live in our service area of Chester, Lancaster, and York, and they want to give back. They want to volunteer. They want to connect with our students, with our campus, and so Lisa is going to be helping us to do all of that.
So, Lisa, if you would, tell us a little bit about yourself to start, and then then we'll start asking you some questions. I know you're a weekend yes, on the job, right?
Yes, I'm a weekend on the job. I come from the nonprofit sector, and actually, I'll start with a great quote I heard this weekend that will kind of explain what my passion is. So the quote is, "What happens when a dream is not realized? What happens?" And the answer is, I don't know. And so I'm really grateful that, that I had the opportunity to work for a nonprofit that came alongside individuals who are helping to realize their dream. And I get to continue that at York Technical College. We're wanting to remove those barriers that might prevent a dream from being realized. And so my role is to work with alumni. We know that, the college will be celebrating its 60th anniversary this year.
Oh, wow.
And so those 10,000 alumni that went before the current student body are at the center of what makes York Technical College the number one college choice in York, Lancaster, and Chester counties.
So go ahead, Alex.
You're good.
You have a question. Go ahead.
I always joke, Lucas and I, though we're not alumni, we understand there's a lot of work and effort that goes into building those relationships and keeping your entire community in the know of the good work that's happening. Do you have some big ideas and visions, you know, without giving away your secrets for this year, that really will capture more of the alumni that maybe haven't been as involved?
Yeah, and actually what you just mentioned, our work is to keep the alumni, those 10,000, informed about what's happening at the college, but also to invite the alumni to engage with what's happening on campus. And those are all big words, inform, engage. And so alumni might be thinking, well, that's a lot. What does that mean? And so our work is to, again, invite and to have those great opportunities and events that are specific for alumni, but also ways and events that the alumni can come and engage with current students.
Do you have anything planned
so
far? What can they look forward
to? What's in the pipeline?
One thing we want to do is expand and create new affinity groups. So affinity groups are when like-minded individuals come together as a group towards a common cause. And so the common cause is helping current students realize those dreams. And like-minded individuals might be, like, we might create an affinity group around women who are passionate about the college, or young professionals, for example. We have one currently for veterans, but we want to create more, and we're going to work with alumni to see what affinity groups they might be interested in. Affinity groups are great because it's a two-way street. Not only are those who are engaged with the affinity groups contributing to the current student body, but also we're investing back into the alumni and creating opportunities for alumni to socialize, professional and personal growth and networking. Just also giving back to that common cause is a part of what makes us humans tick.
Is there going to be somewhere where alumni can go to the website to see what's going on or how they can get involved?
Absolutely. So on our website, yorktech.edu, we have an alumni page. So that will be updated with upcoming events. We also send out a monthly newsletter to our alumni via email. So if they're not receiving an email from us every month, we encourage them to go to the website. They can update their contact information and provide us their email. We do not share any alumni information with anyone else. It's strictly confidential, but they'll receive that monthly email. They'll get updates on what's happening on campus and what's happening in the alumni arena so they can engage. So last semester we had an after-hours networking event at Legal Remedy, which was very well attended. Even those who didn't sign up, we had multiple people from the community that were there to eat dinner that stopped by the table to let us know that they were graduates or family members were. This spring we'll have an alumni affinity group meeting and gathering for our veterans, and that's open to all veterans in our community. Students, alumni, veterans of some of our faculty and staff, as well as community members that are interested in supporting the college. We'll also have some alumni networking events in Chester and Lancaster County. We want to make sure that we're having events where our graduates are. We want to meet them where they are, and we also want to be able to bring them back to campus. So we'll be looking at other opportunities for them to come back to campus. One of our big events that we get a lot of attraction from, and our students really appreciate, is we do a Food for Thought initiative every semester where alumni, commission members, foundation members, faculty and staff donate snack items. And we collect all these snack items. We attach messages of encouragement, study skills, all of this. And so, and we put names on the bottom so they know who sent this message to them, who cares about them, who took the time to do this. And then we have alumni volunteers come in and help distribute those snack items at our various campus locations. And to see our students' faces light up, to let them, when they let us know, I forgot my lunch today, this is all I have on campus today, or, you know, I really needed this today. So, and when you see a student stand there and cry because somebody cared about them to give them a study tip or to give them those words of encouragement as they're taking their nursing exam. So when you see that, you know that we've had one of the best experiences and we have the best jobs in the world to be able to do this.
A kind word goes a really long way.
It makes a huge impact on our students.
So again, if you are a York Technical College alumni, make sure, and what's the website again?
It is yorktech.edu.
Okay. And again, we are talking to Tisha Petit and Lisa Howland, the newest member of the College of Advancement.
College of Advancement.
And of course, Tisha Petit, you have a long title, but I like it.
Well, thank you.
Executive Director of the York Technical College Foundation as well. So we appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
Hopefully you'll get even more involvement when it comes to the York Technical College alumni.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for the opportunity. Appreciate it.